بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في الاقتصاد في العبادة. قال الله تعالى: طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. وقال تعالى: يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. صدق الله العظيم. This is a new chapter. We are commencing with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has now brought the chapter on moderation in worship. Iqtisad in Arabic means moderation, ibadah. So this chapter concerns those ayat and hadith pertaining to a person being moderate in his ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first verse, which is in Surah Taha, in the 16th juz of the Holy Quran, Allah ta'ala says, Taha, we have not revealed to you the Quran to cause you difficulty. Litashqa. In other words, the Quran was sent for you to make it easy for you, not difficult. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ In the second verse, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ Allah Ta'ala desires ease for you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ And Allah does not desire hardship for you. So we find in Islam, in our deen, Allah Ta'ala has made things easy. And there's a natural way, a way of fitrah, that balances the various aspects of life. Islam encourages moderation rather than extremism. And Islam does not advocate self-imposed difficulty. Person has to do what Allah Ta'ala wants, and therefore He has sent Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us with a practical example. And the example of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is most ajmal, most akmal, most azhal, most beautiful, most perfect, and easy. It is the easiest way to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And therefore Sharia does not want us to do such actions that we impose upon ourselves that is very difficult upon our bodies, and we are unable to then accomplish our ibadah correctly, because a person will become sick, he'll become weak, he won't be able to do it properly. So we should be doing those things which Rasulullah has shown us, the way he has shown us ibadah, that is how we should be doing. As we do the hadith, it'll become more clearer to us, inshallah. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل عليها وعندها امرأة. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم entered upon me, and at that time there was a woman who was with me. قال من هذه؟ رسول الله asked سيدنا عائشة, who is this woman? قالت هذه فلانة تذكر من صلاتها. She is that particular woman who was famous regarding her Salah. In other words, she should read abundant Salah. So people used to talk about this particular woman who reads a lot of Salah. Qala, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mah, you should stop that. Alaykum ma tutiqoon. In other words, don't exert yourself to such a level where you are going to become sick, weak. Do that which you are able to do. Rasulullah says, abstain from this. What you are doing is, you are exerting yourself. You are going in another extreme. You should only do that which you are capable of doing. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا يَمَلُّ اللَّهُ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ Allah's qasam, Allah will not get tired giving you reward until you yourself, you get tired and you abandon the deed. In other words, you can carry on making ibadah. You won't exhaust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala never becomes exhausted. Allah never sleeps. Allah, slumber never overtakes him. And Allah will carry on rewarding you. So it's not that you will outdo Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'adallah. You should do that amount of ibadah which you are able to do, capable of doing easily. We're talking about now nawafil. Fara'id we all have to do, wajibat we have to do. As far as nafil is concerned, and we did so many ahadith already, a person is encouraged to do nafil. But even in our nafil ibadah, we don't exert ourselves to that level where a person becomes now sick, becomes weak, is unable to do. So Rasulullah says, you will never, or Allah Ta'ala never becomes exhausted in giving reward, حَتَّى تَمَلُّ until you become tired and you leave that action. وَكَانَ أَحَبُّ الدِّيرِ إِلَيْهِ مَا دَاوَمَ صَاحِبُهُ عَلَيْهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Rasulullah says, the most beloved of deen, in other words, the deen that Allah Ta'ala loves most, or that way, is of that upon which the action is done in consistency. In other words, Allah Ta'ala wants us to do an action consistency. We do it all the time, even though the action may be little. A person is reading, say, tahajjud salah. Sharia does not want you to read, for example, 12 rakats tahajjud salah, or 40 rakats tahajjud salah, or 20 rakats, or 30 rakats, whatever it may be, and then you are missing your fajr salah, or then you become, or a person is fasting a couple of days, and then he becomes so sick he can't even come to the masjid after that. A little bit that you are doing, but do it regularly. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاء ثلاثة رهط إلى بيوت أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسألون عن عبادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. There were a group of three Sahaba who came to the wives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asking them about the ibadah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he used to come home. For the masjid was concerned, they saw his ibadah. But what about his house? When he entered his house, what type of ibadah did Rasulullah make? فَلَمَّا أُخْبِرُوا When they were informed that Rasulullah does this, that كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا It was as though they deemed it to be little according to their understanding. The Azwaj-i Mutahharat, the mothers of the believers, the wives of Rasulullah explained briefly, the Rasulullah comes, he is Salati, and he does this work and that work of the house. So they expected an answer that perhaps Rasulullah enters the house from the time he enters, he engages in salah right till fajr time, or he's in tilawat and dhikr. And so when they were informed whatever Rasulullah was doing, and then they deemed it to be little according to their understanding. وَقَالُوا And then they said, أَيْنَ نَحْنُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَقَدْ غَفْرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ Anyway, where is our position compared to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is so high. And we are so weak, we are so insignificant. All his sins are forgiven. Nabi Kareem is ma'asum. Therefore, we have to strive much more harder. Rasulullah does not have much. He is already forgiven. He is ma'asum. He is sinless. And he will get his Jannah. But we are sinful and we have to work much more harder. So, فقال أحدهم, one of them said, قال أحدهم, أما أنا فأصلي الليل أبدا. One of them said, I am going to read tahajjud namaz every single night, the entire night. Whole night I will engage in ibadah or in tahajjud. وقال الآخر, the other one said, وأنا أصوم الدهر أبدا ولا أفطر. I will keep roza every single day of my life. I won't miss a single day. In other words, now from today onwards, I will be keeping roza and I won't miss a single day. وقال الآخر, وأنا أعتزل النساء فلا أتزوج أبدا. I will never get married to any woman. That's the third person. He said, I will never get married to any person, any woman. And in other words, I will live a life of celibacy and only engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we see, this is what they desired. فجاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إليهم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم then come to them. فقال and he says, أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا. Are you the three who said, I will do this, I will do that, I will do this? Were you the same three people who made an intention now and expressed a desire that I will keep roza every single day or the entire night tahajjud and I'll never get married, only engage in ibadah? Nabiya Kareem some then warns them and explains to them, says, Ama, listen very carefully. Wallah, in the name of Allah, in the qasam of Allah, إني لأخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له. I have more fear of Allah Ta'ala than you have. He was a Nabi of Allah. The khashiyat of Rasulullah, the taqwa of Rasulullah, we can never compare. He was the most Allah fearing. لكني أصوم وأفطر. But listen carefully. I keep roza and some days I don't keep nafil. So we're not talking about Ramadan roza. Ramadan is compulsory. Every day you have to fast. Rasulullah is talking about nafil roza. He says some days I keep and some days I do not keep. وأصلي وأرقد At night I read tahajjud salah and I also sleep. It's not the entire night I'm engaging in tahajjud salah. Yeah, there may be those rare occasions where Rasulullah on certain occasion may have read. Of course his tahajjud was very long, but he would also rest. Perhaps maybe once or twice the entire night he may have been awake in ibadah. But the general practice of Rasulullah, sometimes he would sleep, then wake up, or he would read tahajjud first and then sleep. So he says, وأصلي وأرقد I read tahajjud and also I rest. I also sleep. وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَىٰ And I marry women. It's not that I live a life of celibacy and now just engage myself only in ibadah. I also get married to women. Then Rasulullah says, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي And this part of the hadith, we normally hear in the nikah khutbah. Whoever turns away from my way of life, he is not of me. Now what is my way of life? My way of life, Rasulullah is explaining this hadith, that he keeps roza and sometimes he does not keep. He engages in tahajjud and also he sleeps also at night. And also he marries women. Any person moves away from this and lives a life of extremism, or we see self-imposed difficulty or ibadah on his own, he's doing extra which Shariat has not authorized, and it is not good for him because he'll become weak and sick. This is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these ahadith and make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.